We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk politics with Blois this morning on WCCO. Good morning, Blois.
Good morning, David.
Anybody going to run against Pete Stauber? Have we learned any names yet?
Well, you know, yesterday I said that the Democrats were having a tough time finding somebody, but one of our tipsters emailed and said that former state senator Roger Reinert is considering it. Reinert's recently back from a tour of duty in the Middle East, and he was a popular state senator from the Duluth area. And, you know, you look at the geographic makeup of the district, and there's always been this sense of, do you have somebody from the Iron Range? Do you have somebody from Duluth? With Stauber being from the Duluth area, I think Democrats think they have to counter with somebody else who could cut into his base in Duluth. So we'll keep an eye on Roger Reinert and see if he ramps up his activity here in the coming months.
What was Jacob Frey's press conference about last night?
It's about the encampment, that homeless encampment, the transition center closed yesterday. He talked about the success that it had. There was 176 people at that navigation center. 84 of them were connected to housing or nursing homes or treatment programs by June 3rd. Most homeless shelters only have a success rate of about 15%, and so Frey's touting that. But there's another encampment growing again in Minneapolis, and so it'll be interesting to see what city leaders do to address that.
Hey, Blois, one of the subjects we've heard a lot about, particularly I think with Senator Smith that was really notable on this, was broadband. What's the latest on that here in Minnesota?
So we're still unpacking this state budget, but we do know that lawmakers added about $40 million in broadband grants. But this is on top of hundreds of millions of dollars the federal government invests in Minnesota to make sure that people have broadband. So we'll continue to kind of build out the system. And ultimately, if you're a business, you can get broadband, but it's some of these homes, some of these farms, where the economics are just very challenging, both for the broadband provider and for the customer. And so there'll be more money there, and continue to study the most effective use of those dollars.
Radon testing in our schools.
Another piece that we're unpacking from the budget. It did not go through, and the Commissioner of Education, Mary Catherine Ricker, is saying it should have gone through. One of the challenges that folks said is, well, if we find it in our schools, how are we going to pay to remediate it? Which seems to me to be an interesting dichotomy. But one piece is that it's usually just adjustments to the HVAC system. So the bill would have mandated radon testing in Minnesota schools. It did not pass the legislature, but keep an eye on it for next year.
Are we going to see more beehives around people's yards?
There's a good chance we will. The legislature passed some money that would allow folks to be reimbursed for sustaining bee cultures in their yards. Obviously, pollen and pollinators and protecting them is one of the big issues, not just in backyards, but also for farmers throughout the state. Because if the bee population goes down, well, I don't have to tell you about the birds and the bees.
Hey, I appreciate that. I'll tell you someday how I did learn that. Where did you learn that, out of curiosity?
Well, we're not going to talk about that at 6:20 in the morning, David. People don't need to spit out their coffee.
Well, but yeah, but it happens to everybody at some point, right?
Oh, I think it was probably a few junior high friends behind some, magazines.
I think everybody kind of remembers that. Yeah, I remember Harold Cannon's front steps, and I argued with him. I said, "No way." Hey, let me ask you as well about this podcast you're doing.
Yeah, sure. We launched the latest episode. It's the fourth one. We have Mayor Jacob Frey. It's called beers with Blois, and it's kind of a refreshing, casual conversation with Minnesota's political leaders. And there's four of them up at WCCORadio.com if people want to listen, and they can subscribe on Stitcher, iTunes, and Radio.com as well.
Awesome, Blois. Thanks a million. Have a great day today. Stay dry.
I'll talk to you later.
He is Blois Olson on the Morning Take here, WCCO, coming up on the traffic and weather. That's next. Your temperatures, you start Tuesday, is 60 degrees.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.